Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. Your old friend Frank Crummett with his Broadway band is your genial host on this transcribed program. And as his honored guest, Frank presents in return engagement Broadway's comic couple Kirby and Duval. And now I turn the microphone over to Frank himself, Crummett.
Hello, 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 everybody. Yours truly, old Dr. Sunshine, and his musical assistants are going to start off our parade of mirth and melody with a bright and snappy new tune from the picture Double or Nothing called Smarty. I feel generous, boys. I'll give you two beats to start with. One, two. Yourselves proud you did. And now here's something else to be happy about. Pretty little Jean O'Neill is with us again, and she's going to lend her sweet voice to one of Broadway's favorite melodies right now called Roses in December. I'll try to keep my eyes on the band.
Roses in December for you. Shall I take the stars from the blue? Or would you like the moon upon a platter? It doesn't matter. What can I do for you? If you'd like the spring in the fall, it would be no trouble at all. Give me your love and I can make the most impossible things come true. Blue shadows never, sunshine forever, roses in December for you. The most impossible things come true. Blue shadows never, sunshine forever, roses in December for you.
Charmingly done, Jeannie, my dear, charmingly done. And now, Brother Gallup, we can use your charming manner and your fine speaking voice, sir, in the interest of the cause.
You know, folks, along about this time of the year, there are generally two kinds of people, those who are trying to get rid of a cold and those who are trying to avoid catching a cold. That's why I believe you should know what to do when you feel a cold coming on. I want you to hear what an actual user has to say about Alka-Seltzer. Sarah C. Grist of Atlantic City, New Jersey writes,
"Every winter for a good many years now, I've been troubled with colds. But this year, thanks to Alka-Seltzer, it's going to be a different story. Whenever I feel I'm coming down with a cold, I'm just going to get out my package of Alka-Seltzer tablets, prepare a glass of it, drink it down, and that's all there's going to be to it. I've tried it before, and really, I can't praise Alka-Seltzer too highly, because it certainly saved me much suffering.
Now, friends, why don't you take Alka-Seltzer when you're troubled with the cold? Like our friend in New Jersey, countless thousands of others use Alka-Seltzer for colds and praise it for the remarkably prompt relief it brings. So, take Alka-Seltzer for that cold. Start taking it right after that first warning sneeze and keep on taking it according to directions. You'll like its pleasant taste, but most of all, you'll like the prompt and pleasant way it brings relief. All druggists have Alka-Seltzer in 30 and 60 cent size packages.
Nice advertising, Frankie. Oh, lend me two vamps, boys, will you? In the land of San Domingo lived a girl called Obajingo. Da 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 da. From the fields and from the marshes came the old and young, by goshes. Da 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 da. They all spoke with a different lingo, but they all loved Obajingo. And every night they sang in the pale moonlight, Obajee, by gosh, by gum, by jug. Obajingo, won't you hear our love? We will build for you a hut, you will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of little Obajingos, then we'll put them all in the follies. Obajingo said, by gosh, by gee. By Jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by jump, by jingo. By gee, you're the only girl for me. Thanks, men. I went back quite a few years for that one. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we crane our necks and direct our eyes toward the sky, because only by looking skyward are we able to see the top of this human mooring mast, this laugh provoker that has a shape like the Empire State Building. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pike's Peak of comedy and song, Slim Kirby.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? After that elongated introduction, we hope that you immediately know it's Slim Kirby.
And Helen Duval.
Oh, very nice, Helen.
I know I am.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I just meant that it was nice that you said Helen Duval.
Well, what did you expect me to say, Gracie Allen?
No, of course not. If you had said that, I would have had to say George Burns.
And that would be two other people, wouldn't it?
Now you're commencing to sound like Gracie Allen.
And it burns you up, doesn't it?
It doesn't make me feel any too good.
I thought it wouldn't. That's why I did it, just to make you feel bad.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll just even things up a bit. I'll announce myself as Edgar Bergen.
And me?
As Clarice McCarthy. Then you'll only talk when I want you to.
Oh, well, why don't you announce yourself as W.C. Fields and get funny?
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you announce yourself as Lady Esther and get good looking?
Is that so? Well, anyway, I have a much better idea.
Okay, but remember, if this idea borders on the mediocre, you're responsible.
Well, what do you expect?
What I expect, I hope I don't get. But now that we've gone this far, what is your better idea?
Slim, why don't you take a vacation?
I don't like that.
No?
I think I will, though. I think I'll take a run over to jolly old London.
Oh, I wouldn't go to London if I were you.
Oh, why not?
It's too foggy there.
Helen, would you believe it? I was in a place that was foggier than London.
Where was that?
It was so foggy, I don't even know where it was. No, Helen, I think I'll be different.
What do you mean, be different?
Well, everyone goes to some foreign place for their vacation. I'm going to my hometown on mine.
Oh, that's swell. What is your hometown, Slim?
Binghamton, New York.
Oh, that's a lovely town. Mm-hmm. I've been there. It's so clean and pretty.
Yes, isn't it? Did you know that they call Binghamton the Parlor City?
Parlor City?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they do?
Yes. But here's something you didn't know. There are three towns right together there, Helen.
Oh, no, are there?
Mm-hmm. Binghamton, Johnson City, and Endicott.
Oh, sort of a suite of towns.
Yes, ma'am. Parlor, bedroom, and bath.
Well, Slim, I have another idea.
Yeah?
I think now is the time for you to announce yourself as Nelson Eddy and see if you can fool anyone.
You mean sing, Helen?
That's right, Slim.
Okay.
Now, Slim, isn't that a silly question to ask? You know very well that I'm right here beside you. I'm always with you and have been for a long time. So ridiculous for you to ask me that question.
Helen.
What?
By now, everyone knows where you are.
Well.
Where's my heart?
Oh, dear. Anyone would think that I left you all by yourself so often that every now and then you'd have to say, where are you? Just to check up on me, I guess. I don't know what else it could be. Oh, Slim, you're the limit.
Say, listen, Helen.
What?
The next time, no one will know where you are.
Oh, is that so?
Well,
anyway, I never heard of such a silly question. In the head or something. Asking is such an unnecessary thing. I never noticed before that
it's what gets into Helen, thinking. Will you keep quiet? All I'm through. Must I go on pretending? Where is my happy ending?
Thank you, George Kirby and Helen Duvall. What a voice that long drink of water has. Thank you a lot. And now a bit of the current swing stuff that's a mite tasty, I should say. It's labeled Caravan, and it's still very much in favor in the hot spots along Manhattan's Great White Way.
Most of us work hard at our jobs all day long, and it's no fun to come home at the end of a busy day feeling tired out, dull, and blogy, suffering perhaps with a headache, an upset stomach, or a touch of acid indigestion. But now, thanks to Alka-Seltzer, it's no trick at all to get quick relief from these common complaints. Here's what you should do. When you've been through one of those busy, exciting days at work, stop in at any drugstore on your way home and ask for a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer at the soda fountain. You see, a tablet or two in a glass of water bubbles up and dissolves, forming a crystal-clear alkalizing solution, which, because it contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, does two very helpful things for you. First, it brings quick relief from the discomfort. Then, because of its alkalizing properties, it actually helps correct the cause of the trouble when associated with hyperacidity. You'll like Alka-Seltzer's effectiveness, friends. Yes, and you'll be glad to learn that it is really pleasant to taste. Try it the next time you want a friend in need. All druggists serve Alka-Seltzer by the glass at their soda fountains. These analgesic alkalizing tablets are also available in 30 and 60 cent size packages. Alka-Seltzer, spelled Alka-Seltzer, is a mighty good name to remember.
Nice work, boys. And now, will you come over and say goodbye to the customers, George Kirby and Helen Duvall?
Well, goodbye, folks. We enjoyed being with you again.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's Helen, George?
Oh, Frank, she's gone home to think up another idea.
Well, then perhaps we better not wait for her, huh?
No, perhaps we better not wait for her.
I see. Well, so long, good people. This is Frank Crummett inviting you to tune in with us soon again. Bye.